This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I'm aware there's been a little bit of inconsistencies in the deliverings of the podcastings. So, however, they're there, they're being uploaded. We've been busy working on a heap of projects on the back end, not only for, I suppose, extensions of the podcast and the book and everything like that, but also a really fun big project that I'm working on as well. Which I'm sure anyone that follows this will find out in due course. But for now, I'm going to continue on with sharing content with you that I have found to be super interesting, have found to be super beneficial, or resonated with me in pulling it apart. Now, something popped up on my news feed, and the next couple of podcasts are really things that I've been reading that have been landing with me, and then that's what I'm sharing with you. And so this one landed with me. I thought it was great, especially at this time. In the current climate that's going on around the world. And so I screenshotted it and shared it. And it says, and I'm not sure, I think it's Ian Thomas. That's the name at the bottom of this. He goes, "Every day the world will drag you by the hand yelling, this is important, and this is important, and this is important. You need to worry about this, and this, and this. And each day it's up to you to yank your hand back, put it on your heart and say, no, this is what's important." And so, really, the core message of that sentence isn't so much about just following your heart. It's not about that, because the ignorance of neglecting the mind space or the gut space, it's actually the integration of heart, head, and gut that allows us to get an overall viewpoint of any current situation and make decisions based from that. So it's not about leaving the head, and it's not about completely losing the gut. It's about making sure you've got an integration. The thing about it, though, is that, especially in our Western world, we can live in our head, and we can never have any sensation of what it's like to speak from the gut, what it's like to act from the heart. And when we get stuck in that space, and we hand our power over to some other authority, because, I mean, that's what we did as children, right? We had to ask permission for shit. And as adults, so many of us are still waiting to ask permission for shit of other things or people as if they owe it to us, or we're not allowed to do it unless they say it. But the issue with that is that you turn on the TV or you go on social media and there's these authorities. They're not authorities. They're pretending to be. They're dressed like it, telling you what to do, telling you how important all these things are, and you should be stressing, and you should be this. And it's at some point you got to tell it to fuck off. But saying fuck off to it doesn't mean that you just get rid of the app, right? Because if there's an issue with that and you're getting pulled, it's not getting rid of the app that's going to benefit that, right? Because then there'll just be something else. Because when you reinstall the app, you'll run the same pattern. It's actually learning to just be able to basically stiff arm it, but to observe it and then move on without actually taking it on, by going, what actually is important to me moving forward? What is it that I want to do? And so the offer for you here is, be able to catch yourself when the world's telling you what to stress about. And it's not about burying your head in the sand and not accepting that the climate is changing and we should do things. I'm not saying that either. It's more so your ability to not be dragged left, right, and center, living everyone else's urgencies. At the core of it, learning to be decisive and live on the beat of your own drum. And on that note, team, I am done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books. You can get it at my store. Cool. I'm done. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you guys soon.